So let's talk a little bit about technical details. So I'm going to use the word branch here. This is really about development. The term branch is a source code branch, just like many of you may have in your IT projects. The active branch is, the Windows Insider Preview branch is essentially, for those of you who've been around Microsoft a long time, that's WinMain. How many of you heard the term WinMain before? Some of you, a few of you. Basically, it's just where 10,000 engineers code every day. Lots of people writing code and checking it in and managing it. And that's flighted internally as part of daily builds and then a part of weekly builds, as I described earlier. And it's where the insiders get, when you're an insider, you're actually getting builds off of this branch. Once that a collection of features reaches a quality level and a functionality level that's appropriate, and it's about every 4 months, about 3 times a year, we will declare a current branch. And essentially, we'll deliver those features to the broad market. Customers that are Woo-attached through Windows Update will get those features right away. And basically, within that 4 month period, Windows Update for business customers can actually, you know, have the ability to see and verify and validate those features before they're declared business ready. So this is an experience where now we're seeing hundreds of millions of users get access to those features and capabilities before it's declared business ready and the business has consumption requirements to manage. So it's a great opportunity to test and validate features. So then, once it's been out there for about 4 months or so, when it's reached a certain quality level and deployment level, we'll declare it as ready for business, and we'll declare a current branch for business. Business customers can start testing it as soon as the CB was released, the current branch previously was released, or they can wait till this point. And within the deferral window, at any point, they can roll that into their enterprise when their Windows attached. They could decide, I'm going to give it to some machines the day it's available. I'm going to give it to all my machines within that deferral window. You know, you can flight these features within your enterprise. You can give it to customers. You can make sure you're ready to go. At this point, these features, keep in mind, have already been broadly deployed to hundreds of millions of machines. So what you're validating at this point is readiness for your business and your enterprise. It's your control. And then we also continue to deliver security updates to these devices. So in the time before you actually have deployed the next CBB, in that window, you'll still receive security updates, and those devices will still remain secure. So you don't have to be worried about being on an unsupported path until you consume the next CBB. Within that window, it's about 8 months, you have that full time to test and validate readiness for broad deployment, and you'll continue to receive security updates in that window. And of course, we have the tried and true long-term servicing branch. This is what we have today. Essentially, at some point, about every 2 to 3 years, we will declare a long-term servicing branch, or LTSB. This is what you would need for your mission-critical systems, your long-haul systems. This is what we have today with Windows 7 SP1, or Windows Server 2012 R2. These are LTSBs. Not a lot of active feature development. There's none, actually. They just get security updates. You know, Windows 7 SP1 just gets security updates and critical fixes. It's really just about steady state business. But these customers don't get the latest features and capabilities. And they, you know, this user base is really does stagnate fairly quickly. So we think about LTSB as needed for mission critical. So what are your next steps? Like we talked about earlier, profile your users, think about how this is going to deploy, really put some thought into it, download the tech preview, put it in your lab, run it on your personal machine. You know, test my premise that says your LOB apps will work. They're not going to break. And if they're broken, let us know. We'll fix them. Make sure it's right because it's out there. It's usable. Sign up for the Windows Insider program. You can actually have machines. The advantage of being an insider is you don't have to go get a new build. We'll push it to you. When you're ready, if you're on the fast ring or the slow ring, when we release a build, it just magically installs on your machine. So, chance to if you have a machine you want to stay up to date and see what we're up to, you have the opportunity to do that as part of the Windows Insider program.